Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining me on the line right now is Connect CEO and founder, member of the Gauteng Together Steering Committee, Naomi Shower. Good morning, Naomi. How are you?
Good morning, Cathy. Thank you for having me on the show.
Pleasure. It's lovely to speak to you. Are South Africans not incredible and just magnificent human beings in how we have, as a South African community, reacted to COVID-19 in terms of helping people who are dispossessed?
It's phenomenal. It's magical. And I'm so honored to have been a part of watching it happen. To see just normal citizens finding ways, creative ways, because there's not a lot of resource to begin with. You must imagine now, small business suffered, but charity suffered even more. Now they have tripled the amount of beneficiaries, and there wasn't money to begin with. So finding each other and then finding creative ways together to share our resources and actually manage to feed and clothe and support each other, it was incredible to see, and I'm so proud of everybody who was a part of it.
Absolutely. So tell me about this Gauteng Together.
So Gauteng Together came about after, you know, not knowing what to do with this huge amount of need, and it was very segmented. And in conversations with Angel Network and some of the other, you know, charities and people and incredible ladies we were involved in, we kind of looked at what Cape Town was doing and tried to simulate it, which led to finding the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, who also wanted to simulate it, and a beautiful woman from Switzerland, Nadia Swiss, who actually wanted to also simulate what Cape Town was doing. So these entities came together, Connect, Angel Network, Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, and Nadia, to create this Gauteng Together movement, which is really just, the entity that was there for these community action networks, these CANs that were created that just were able to receive some training and some support, but also to just go into the communities who knew themselves the best could find the people who were the most in need and create a more efficient way to get the food to them. So you have the Tokoza can and the Orange Farm can and the Soweto can all talking to each other to shift the need from just, okay, but I'm in Northcliffe, how do I help someone in Orange Farm? And it was just, yeah, it's been beautiful to watch that these cans are in existence and have done some amazing work.
So, tonight we are going to be addressed by the president. What time is that, Nabuhle? It's probably 8 o'clock.
The presidency hasn't confirmed a time. They said they'll confirm it.
But it's usually 8 o'clock.
It's usually 8.
Anyway, just keep an eye on that, and we'll let you know as that information becomes available. But a lot of conversation around whether we're going to go into a second lockdown. Where does this put you aside from under pressure?
It's really worrying. Obviously, people lost their jobs already. So the idea that we would have to be back in that space and look at more loss of income for people who didn't exactly get out of the poverty cycle. The concern is more not along the lines of whether or not the people can do it because I believe in their powers and their abilities. It's the fact that the resources are drying up. So people who had money to begin with maybe were donating, and they themselves are worrying about themselves or their families. So there is massive donor fatigue. Never mind the fact that the social workers or the organizations or the just kind ladies in four ways who wanted to do this also have to go back to work or also have to, feed their families and also are burning out. There's no help coming. So these people have worked through Corona, through the night, using their own money, watching people suffer. And I think that, we haven't supported them enough. And we don't really know how to do that because without funds, without, time out, they are going to burn out. And my concern is that the NGOs are going to close because so many of them are in crisis. And the CANs don't have the funds. They don't. I think that they could continue on, but it's just the resources. The resources, it's difficult.
So what do we need to do as South African society? I mean, many of us, instead, because we've adjusted our lifestyles, perhaps we're not eating out so many times or doing those beauty treatments or whatever it may be, you know, there is available resources, which in turn, those resources now go directly to family members, or they go directly to families and people that we know need support. But if we wanted to go through an organization such as you know, Gauteng Together, I mean, would we donate to you and then you distribute to these other organizations, or do we donate to those organizations directly?
Well, I mean, obviously, what Connect does, and that's the NGO, well, it's not an NGO, it's a company that supports the NGO sector. What we do so well is that we are connected to, obviously, you know, hundreds of NGOs, but also to the entire CAN network. So it would be a smart way of bringing in the donations. And I think what we really need is a way to, how do we do charity better? Because it hasn't worked in the past. So people want to help and they don't know how. And sometimes they give up their clothes, and sometimes it just feels like somebody needs to take a little bit of a, okay, on Mondays, everybody must put one pack of pads outside. On Tuesdays, we do tins. On Wednesdays, we did just how they came together when the food was being picked up for the people who were hungry. Just creating a way for people to go, okay, Mondays is this. I can do that. I can do one pack of pads on a Monday. You know, that kind of way. And I think that would assist. But if there's anything that people can donate, any time, any skill, I mean, even just to type up a database, we are talking about anything. You don't have to go into the charity. But instead of watching Showmax and Netflix and wondering what to do with your life, you can find meaning in the service of others. And there are so many people who need help. Teach them how to sew. Teach them how to knit. Support a woman who is struggling with her difficult child. Whatever you can do, you can contact Connect, and we will find a way for you to volunteer meaningfully. Find a way for you to use your skill to assist to build back better. Each one. Teach one, whatever you can do, we will find an organization or a person that will match what it is that you can offer.
Absolutely amazing. And of course, Connect, spelled C-O-N-E-C-K-T. It's not because they can't spell. It's because it stands for Charitable Opportunities, Networking, Employability, Connecting Kindness Through Technology. And I just love that. And I love the passion that's coming through. And the way that you're speaking about it. Thank you very, very much. All right. So anything that you can donate, how do we get in touch with you?
So we have a Facebook page where you can talk to our Facebook bot. You can also email. You can go to our website. We have a join. There's a membership model for people who'd like to get more help. So we actually assist with donations and proposal writing and entertaining beneficiaries and workshops for the caregivers and burnout sessions. So we do a lot. And for 100 rand a month, we support a lot of NGOs. So if people just wanted to donate 100 rand so that a charity can be on our platform, because sometimes they can't afford even the 100 rand a month,
sure.
That would be an amazing way to just say, instead of a food parcel, let me connect the charity.
Give your
to
skills.
A platform of amazing individuals.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Naomi, thank you so much for your time. Keep up the good work. Stay safe. Don't drink the hand sanitizer. And I'm sure that we will catch up with you.
Thank you so much.
All right, God bless.
Be safe out there. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Naomi Shower. She is the Connect CEO and founder and member of the Gauteng Together Steering Committee. Isn't that amazing that as a South African, you don't have to donate money? And I know that a lot of people don't like to give money because they would rather not be paying salaries. They'd rather that the money that they're donating goes entirely to whatever cause they're donating to. But you can also give your skills and actually roll up your sleeves and get involved. You know, I think it was Gandhi who said it best, that if you want to find yourself, lose yourself in community service or in community work.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.